Welcome to Fit Body Lifestyle, the show where we dive deep into the world of fitness, health, business, relationships, and the art of living a balanced life. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Greg, and we're here to give you the benefit of our experiences in the fitness and bodybuilding industry, the corporate world, running a business, personal development, and building healthy relationships.
Whether you're sweating it out in the gym, hustling in your business, or seeking balance in your everyday life, you're in the right place.
So lace up those sneakers and grab that water bottle, and let's get ready to transform our minds, our bodies, and our lives.
Welcome to today's Fusion Hack on Fit Body Lifestyle, and we're here with Rihanna Harley, and she's going to give us some tips on mastering core control. So tell us, what are your tips for the audience today?
So a few things I've started to incorporate this year that are a little bit different are doing yoga and Pilates regularly. I think a lot of times we think just vacuums or just practicing holding your core while you're posing, but really putting your body into different positions and really focusing on the stability and holding in different positions has really helped myself and my girls on stage. And I think too, breathing exercises. So vacuums you could consider a breathing exercise, but a lot of times when you see people doing vacuums, they're doing it, but they're holding their breath the whole time. And you don't vacuum on stage, but you have to learn how to breathe through your chest. So when I have girls learn how to do vacuums, they start with a traditional vacuum where they're kind of more holding their breath. But then eventually I graduate them into learning how to breathe through their chest. So when you're on stage, your core is not moving. All the breath is coming from here.
I love that. So where do you usually direct people to start? So if they've never done any yoga, Pilates, vacuuming, where would you suggest people start? And then also competitor versus non-competitor.
So this is something actually a client who came to me for core control brought to me, and I thought this was fantastic, and it's something I'm looking at more. She started doing exercises that they give for women who've just had children. And so those kind of exercises...
So more pelvic floor.
Yes. Yep.
You know what's so funny about that? We put pelvic floor exercises in for a lot of our athletes. Mm-hmm. And I had an athlete today said, I've never had children. Why are you giving me these pelvic floor exercises? And well, I explained why, of course. But we believe in those. And we've seen how those have really made a difference for athletes, because it is that core. And the balance is in this sport in particular is we don't want people's waists to get wide. So we don't want them to be doing abs and all that core work at the gym. But there is a core aspect to being able to control it. And is that accurate, do you think, between that balance?
Yeah, for sure. And we sit so much too, and you hear people talk about the pooch, the lower pooch, and that comes from having being disconnected from your core, not having stability there, and having tight hip flexors all the time. So that's another thing too. The hip flexors are huge when it comes to like your low back and your posing. So like doing things like the Pilates stretches and the different hollow holds and things like that, it helps more than just your core. It just helps you really engage and connect with it better.
Are you a waist trainer advocate or on the fence or don't have
it? It depends
opinion?
On how you use them. I okay. love my Slim Tum, but I don't wear it when I'm sitting. And I always wear it when I'm moving around. And it's a tool to remind you to hold your core and stay tight.
Right.
Just wearing it and letting your stomach hang out is not going to do anything.
I love that. And I love that you actually brought up the client that said, well, I've never had kids. Why are you having me do pelvic floor exercises? Because one of the interesting things is by having that strong pelvic floor and that control, it helps over the long term as women get older. Some people do develop some incontinence if they're not keeping a strong pelvic floor. So I think that's really important. And then if women do have kids at some point, having a strong pelvic floor is actually going to make the pregnancy better. It's going to make, you know, the childbirth easier, things like that. Mm-hmm. So there's all these other benefits that I love. And that's why I love that you brought it up, not just for competitors, but for
everybody,
anybody.
Yeah. Yep. And even in the gym, it's going to make you stronger in the gym. Mm-hmm.
So I know we talked about this in the full interview, which is the cue. You have different cues for posing, and we are always joking about the cues that we use for core control, and we use the stitch the ribs, we use the
laugh.
The crunch, the laugh, the sneeze. One of our coaches uses poop and scoop.
I use that. I use that one. Yep.
So are there any other cues that you've developed for core control to help with your athletes?
Those are some like pretty common ones. Anything that's like you're thinking, you're wearing your corset, you're rolling your rib cage inwards, not with your upper body, because posing is all about posture. So you have to start with good posture first, but just rolling everything inwards. And also you're not sucking in. You're holding tight, but you're not sucking in, opening up your rib cage. So I tell them, try to zipper up your rib cage.
Right. And I think that's a common misconception, is people do the vacuum training and they think, okay, when I'm on stage, I'm going to vacuum. Mm-hmm. But that's not the look that we want.
Yep, not at all.
Well, and since you brought up scoop and poop, I feel like we have to at least explain it, because I feel like people listening are probably going, what are they talking about? Will you explain what he means by that?
Well, I don't use that one.
Okay.
I use the like you're poop. Squeezing like you're trying to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yes. So I'll talk a little bit about what it is. It's we think of scooping up, so pulling up on the pelvic floor and in through the lower belly, and then the poop part is like pushing down, which is basically engaging the intercostal muscle between the rib cage and the inner obliques to pull everything nice and tight. And it's so funny when we talk about it, I can't help but do it, because it's just, even when you guys are on stage and I'm like, I'm pulling it in so tight, then sometimes I'm sore afterwards because I've been holding everything so tight the whole time, you know, in solidarity.
Yeah. I tell people all the time, the best time to practice those two is when you're sitting in your car.
Mm.
So put your chair up, have good posture in your car, focus on holding your core the whole time. Like, you're not doing anything else.
That's a great tip.
Yeah, you're in there anyway. Might as well take advantage of the time. I love that.
Yep.
So there you go. That's what we've learned. Do it in your car.
Yep.
All right. I think that ends our time today for today's Fusion Hack. And remember the 3 B's. Be good to yourself, be good to each other, and be safe.
Thank you for tuning in to Fit Body Lifestyle. We hope today's episode has left you feeling motivated and equipped to tackle your fitness goals, business challenges, and the daily dance of life. Remember to value progress over perfection. Life's tough enough alone. Find the chosen family around you to help you along the way.
If you enjoyed today's episode, we'd really appreciate it if you would subscribe and leave us a review on your favorite streaming platform. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram @FitBodyFusion.